Michal Przylacki from the Czech NGO People in Need, currently in Aleppo. Michal, what's the priority for Syrians displaced by the violence?
The priorities of the Syrians displaced by the violence, but also Syrians that are residents of Aleppo and are caught in this protracted warfare, is satisfy their hunger at the moment, warm their places of stay, so their house, their basement, their room where families dwell. Situation in Aleppo is very difficult in terms of survival of these families. The food prices have gone up 300 to 500%. Bread is today 200 Syrian pounds, so you can imagine that's 2 euros. Families simply cannot afford that. We are seeing queues in front of bakeries that gather as early as 10 p.m. So 10 p.m. in the 10 p.m. in the evening, wait throughout the whole night in order to have a chance to buy subsidized bread, which is now at the price of 75 Syrian pounds, the subsidized one. So that's 75 cents of a euro as well. A lot, I would say 30% of families, maybe in area where we work as organization, has no sufficient food supply. I would say that 1 in 10 families is not eating regularly, that the children are going hungry. People are dying of asthma because there are no drugs for chronically ill. So the situation is simply brutal for the people caught in this fighting.
You have managed to get into Syria and help these people in ways you can. How many other NGOs are gaining access to Syria to do the kind of work you're doing?
I can fairly certain say that in areas under control of Free Syrian Army in Aleppo, for example, we are the only international organization on the ground. I won't claim that we are making having any noticeable impact on the ground. We might be able to reach 1,000 families or 2,000 families, but you have 100,000 families that require this or that kind of assistance, and they are in dire need of assistance. So we as organization, we feel quite alone in this task, facing the needs of a huge amount of population, being an NGO, not a government. We are a non-governmental organization from Czech Republic, trying to respond to the most critical needs and being unable to respond to all the critical needs that we see on the ground. So I can fairly... please.
The Syrian opposition plans to move aid into Syria through local activists, newly formed civil administrations. How feasible, how possible is that going to be?
Well, I would say that we see on the ground genuine grassroots initiatives emerging, formed by civilians that are trying to bring a little bit of law and order after the war has passed through these densely populated districts, but also through rural areas of Syria, and we do support such initiatives when we see that they are genuine, neutral, staying away from military actors within this war. But it is history in the making. It's a situation where these emerging grassroots initiatives are trying to bring law and order in a situation of war. So they lack capacity. They are usually volunteers that have been not helping for a week, but that were helping for last 6 months, last year. So we do our best to support them, both by means to provide assistance, but also with technical capacity building.
But do the opposition and those civil society groups control enough of the area to allow more NGOs to come in?
I can say that we are an example that it is possible for a neutral humanitarian aid organization to work on the ground without being harassed by the military actors, because we are not being pushed by the military side in this area by the Free Syrian Army. We do not have direct link. If we would be harassed or pushed by people with guns, we would simply close down. It is possible to work. It is very much needed. And the situation is not similar to famine in Ethiopia, the Balkans and Chechnya wars combined, only because of the Syrians helping other Syrians so far. But you must understand that the Syrians, having used savings of their life for 1 year, for 2 years, their pockets are simply empty. So what we are seeing on the ground is that the situation of people is deteriorating fast. Week after week, there is more and more hungry people. There is more and more chronically ill, dying. There is not enough food available to families. A lot of families have moved to basements because of the bombardments in the city. But for humanitarian organization, I do believe that it is possible to work. We as an international organization, we are working on the ground, delivering aid to civilians and being able to continue with the relief. The biggest problem is the amount of assistance that is being provided, which is just a drop in the ocean.
How much of the of Aleppo does the government control?
I cannot tell you, because we do focus on civilians, and we do not really work in all districts that are under control of Free Syrian Army. I can say that part of Aleppo, especially the center, is under control of the government. The other areas to the north, to the south, are under control of the Free Syrian Army. They are fighting with each other on daily basis. Shells are flying, bombs are landing on buildings, and within these settings, you have million or perhaps 2 million of civilians that are trying to keep on with living. And these are the people that require assistance because they have to survive. The winter is starting. It is going to be a brutal winter for these people because they are left with no means to survive. I've been just visiting families that do not even afford salt for their families. I've been seeing families living in basements basements as large as 15 square meter, and you see 15 or 16 children and women just next to each other trying to warm up themselves with no access to healthcare, with no access to food, with no access to electricity and under bombardment. And these are the people that really require aid. And we as a non-governmental organization, we can do limited assistance. We are doing our best, but maybe we are satisfying 2% of the needs in the city, maybe even less.
You've helped with humanitarian aid in places such as Afghanistan. How does it compare to some of the other places you've worked in?
Sir, I have been myself running the largest emergency program during the Chechnya war, and I was based in Grozny, and this is the only comparison I can make with the city of Grozny when I compare Aleppo. And in general terms, since people in need works not only in Aleppo but also in other areas of Syria, in Idlib province, in Latakia, in Hama, we even reached on the outskirts of Homs. A situation is simply dire. Quite often we see humanitarian interventions, and we are glad to think that someone is helping, but not here. The amount of relief that is being provided is mainly based on Syrians helping other Syrians. This is really not sufficient, and the world should really move in with larger assistance. Try to negotiate humanitarian corridors to reach affected population, so that we will not be observing reports of thousands of people dying in winter of starvation.
So, who would enforce those humanitarian corridors?